If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following program was pre-recorded.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Blueprints. They're not just plans, but a step-by-step guide for success. Blueprints make up the floor plan of your forever home. Blueprints are the designed essence of your dream car. Maybe you could have a drawn-out purpose for your money. Kirk Kinodic and Ethan Lane are here to discuss your blueprint for a better tomorrow. This is your Retirement Blueprint.
Welcome to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kinodic and Ethan Lane of Accurate Solution Group. They are here to help you figure out where you are on that road to retirement. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us. You can always learn more on the website, asgretire.com, asgretire.com. Find out more about Kurt and Ethan. But there's a lot of great information on that website as well. There's some things you can download. There's just all kinds of information. asgretire.com. You know, when we were growing up, we all knew about Santa's naughty or nice list. Santa would write your name in his big book, deciding if you'd been naughty or nice. Then you could get a present, a nicer present if you were nice, and lump of coal if you weren't. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to have some kind of fun here today. I'm going to throw out a scenario, and then Kurt and Ethan will decide, was that naughty or was that nice? Are you up for the game? You guys have both been nice this year, haven't you?
I think we're ready.
Yeah, that sounds like a good game to play.
Yeah, it'll be kind of fun.
It'll be good.
Yeah. All right. Here you go. Sam is 60. He's thinking about retiring early in a couple of years. He loves the idea of more free time, but he's only managed to save a small amount for retirement. His wife, Allison, is concerned about not having enough income from their Social Security benefits, but Sam reassures her, hey, it's not going to be a problem at all. So what do you think, you guys? Kurt, this will be yours. Ethan, you can chime in if you want. You guys are playing Retirement Santa. Would Sam's decision fall under naughty or nice for retirement planning? Come on, Allison, it's going to be fine. Let's do it.
This is kind of an easy one. I would have to say, well, first of all, naughty for sure. Sam is definitely not a financial advisor in his vocation. First of all, 60, nothing wrong with that. Retiring early, I think a lot of people, Mark, what we've noticed since COVID, really, as a lot of people recognize, hey, tomorrow's not promised. If we are able to retire early, I definitely want to do that. But to retire early, and when I say early, you can be in your mid to late 50s into your early 60s, have to have a plan in place, got to know what's going on. So a couple different things. And then Ethan, you can sort of chime in if you want. But Social Security, and I don't know the exact figures, but Social Security normally only replaces 40-50% of your income prior to retirement. So, you know, I mean, if you're making $8,000 a month coming into your household and Social Security is going to replace 4,000 of that, that's a hard thing. So you have to have a plan in place. And I think Allison has a right to be concerned. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, they really have to think first about what do they normally spend each month? Walk through the process of kind of top down. What do we bring in each month? Okay. What nets into our bank account each month and how much of that do we spend? If we're spending every single dollar of it, we have to replicate that out of our investments in retirement. And if they haven't sat down with someone like us at Accurate Solutions Group to really put the numbers in place and see how long their money might last, they're leaving this up to chance.
Yeah.
That puts Sam on the naughty list for sure.
And 30 years, think about this, 30 years of your life, you got to spend a little bit of time planning for that. And having a retirement blueprint, having a written income plan, knowing where your income's coming from and knowing how long your money's going to last. And are we protected against future tax increases? Because we know taxes have to go up in the future. Are we protected against critical illness down the road? That's your biggest risk in retirement is a long-term care stay or a assisted living, those sorts of things. You got to understand how that all functions and how those all work together. So, Sam, I would not considering retiring at this point.
So, Kurt, you started the company in 1994, so 31 years ago, 32 years ago almost. So, have you ever had somebody do that, retire, and then go, oh, Kurt, man, we made a problem. We made a mistake. We really have to go back to work.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, you have to do what you have to do. But yeah, you're going to see some people working in some of these stores you go into, and they're, you can tell they're in their 70s and their 80s, and they're not working there because they want to. They're working there because they have to.
Yeah. I had a situation just the other week where a couple was talking to me about one of the spouses getting a potential buyout. Hey, if you retire at this point, at this age, before, I think it was before 62, we'll give you so much money to put towards health insurance. And they were saying together, yeah, I think we're going to do it. And they talked to me, and they didn't have a good understanding of their numbers. And, you know, they had some credit card debt. They had some outstanding debt. So they were already spending more than they could afford. And they were ready to make that decision and take the lump sum and be done. When we looked at a plan, it didn't look great. They had to work a little bit longer than really what they were hoping.
So if you have unanswered questions, if you're considering retirement, but you don't have a true, and when I say a true plan, I'm not talking a spreadsheet with some numbers. I'm talking about a true written income plan that shows you each and every year your sources of income. Where are they coming from? How long is that money going to last? What is your tax liability? And have you taken into consideration survivorship risk? When the first spouse passes, how much income is the surviving spouse going to have? They're going to be in a higher tax bracket because now they're a single tax filer, and is that accounted for? These are all the different things you need to take into consideration. If you haven't thought that through, so if you're within 5 years of retirement or recently retired, and these are questions that you need answered, call us at 412-515-3355. We're happy to have a virtual meeting, a phone conversation. You can come into our convenient Butler Township location for a vision meeting. 412-515-3355.
All right, so here's another scenario, naughty or nice. Bob and Alice, both recently retired, are thinking about leaving their busy lives in New York City behind and moving to North Carolina. They think that the move offers them a chance to enjoy a lower cost of living and provide them with a community of fellow retirees. So, how about this one? This is probably easy too, isn't it? Falling in the nice category, isn't it?
Yeah, this one definitely falls in the nice category, or so far, so good, I think. You know, hopefully they've scoped out where they want to live, and they're not just picking a place based on cost entirely. I would hope that they have some people down there or know some things. But, you know, we saw this question in advance, so did a little bit of research. And according to Vanguard, generations of retirees may have tapped into housing wealth as an important source of funding via an underappreciated channel, which is a relocation to a cheaper housing market. About 60% of migrating retirees do so, typically bringing in about $100,000 of home equity. So that's an inflow back into their plan. If cost of living is even cheaper, now they have more discretionary income.
And this one, Mark, is a little bit easy because when you look at New York, and first of all, we understand that New York has high state tax rates. And so regardless, one thing people have to take into consideration here in Pennsylvania, and I am not a CPA, so let me just put that out there. We don't do tax preparation, but it's easy for me to look certain things up. And I can tell you that pension income, IRA withdrawals, Social Security income in Pennsylvania is not taxed on a state level. If you are doing relocating, and we've had clients relocate here from Pennsylvania to North Carolina and South Carolina, take into consideration if those types of sources of income are taxed on a state level, because that can be adding 3-4% a year of costs that you may not have now. This one's a little bit easier because we know New York is a high tax state to begin with. And even if North Carolina charges state tax on those sources of income, it's still going to probably be at a lower rate than what New York City was.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Here's another scenario for you. Naughty or nice. Ethan is a 50-year-old getting ready to retire. He's starting to notice that the cost of his everyday expenses, groceries, utility bills, even his favorite morning coffee, is inching upwards. He's not worried about it, though, and all his retirement savings are keeping up with these rising costs, and so he's going to just keep on keeping on, not even worry about it. Because why? Because Ethan is smart. He's already got a plan, Ethan.
I don't know about this one. I think this is putting him on the naughty list, right? He really hasn't seemed to look at what he spends, give any thought to it. you know, what we want to do first and foremost is figure out a family's spending habits and whether or not they have enough money saved up to live how they were living. And from there, if the numbers look good and the plan looks good, yeah, we don't necessarily want them worrying about what they're spending. But it doesn't sound like Ethan did his homework on this one and really put a plan in place and figured that out. He's just going kind of by the seat of his pants.
Yeah, budgeting is critical and crucial. And there's a couple different ways you can do that in retirement. You can look at, like Ethan had mentioned prior, you can look at top down. And top down is basically saying, hey, while I'm working, what is my net income that's coming into the household each and every month? And if you're saving a portion of that each and every month, well, you can deduct that off of your spending. But then you come up with this number, this top-down number. And then you try and determine what sources of income do I have coming in. And once you figure out the sources of income and what they're going to generate, then how much does your portfolio or your money need to generate that gap? So you can do it that way. You can also look at a line item budget. There's a lot of different ways you can do it, but you have to put a budget in place.
All right, I'm going to give you one more scenario. And then, of course, we're just getting started on today's Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan from Accurate Solutions Group. We've got a lot more to get to today. But one more naughty or nice scenario. Julie and Mario have been working hard all their life, diligently saving for their retirement. But now they've got a decision to make because their daughter, Emma, is ready to head off to college. And tuition fees, as we know, are not cheap. They're torn between dipping into their retirement savings to fund Emma's education or just let her take out student loans. Ultimately, want to put themselves first is what they decided and said, Emma, you take control of your own education. Naughty or nice? That's a tough one for a lot of parents, I would think.
I'll start this and then I'll let Ethan chime in. But it is tough because family is family and you want to take care of your kids. And I guess when it comes to it, Mark, if Julie and Mario, I mean, if they're set on retiring, then I think there's nothing wrong with that. I also think there's nothing wrong with that, too, in certain circumstances. Because if you're flying in an airplane and the stewardess is going through all the different instructions before you guys take off, one of the things they say is, hey, in the unlikely event that the cabin loses oxygen and depressurizes, the mask is going to fall from the ceiling. And they always tell you to put your own mask on first before you try and help others. And that's because if you're dead, you're not going to be able to help anyone else. So in this case, if they're getting close to retirement and they've worked all their lives and they're to the point where it's just time, we've got to retire, then you got to put yourself first and then look to see, hey, what can we do to help out?
Yeah, I think that would put them on the nice list. But what we might be able to show them if they haven't looked at a plan is maybe they can afford to help her. Maybe they have enough to retire and keep themselves okay, but maybe they have a little bit extra that they could spend and help Emma get through college. So if they haven't looked at a plan or sat down and worked on a retirement blueprint, I would encourage them to do so before making that type of decision. Give us a call. Our number is 412-515-3355. If you're listening today and some of these questions are exactly what you've been thinking, I don't know if I can retire and maybe help my kids get through college, or I don't know that I have enough money to even retire. Or maybe you're like some of the questions today that fell on the naughty list. Maybe you're already retired and just spending and not thinking one second about it. Give us a call. We want to put a plan in place. Our number is 412-515-3355. There's no cost or obligation. We'll start working on a customized retirement blueprint for you and your situation. Again, that number is 412-515-3355.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodig and Ethan Lane of Accurate Solutions Group. We're just getting started. We've got a lot to get to. Stay with us. We're back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Kurt Konodig.
And I'm Ethan Lane.
With Accurate Solutions Group, and from our team here to your family, we wish you a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, enjoy the season. Don't forget, obviously, the reason for the season, but it's all about giving and giving back, and we appreciate you listening, and we wish you all a very Merry Christmas.
Hello, everyone. This is Ethan Lane from Accurate Solutions Group. Just wanted to let you know that you can now take our show with you on the go. Your Retirement Blueprint podcast is now available to stream on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Simply log on, search for Your Retirement Blueprint, and enjoy. Also, feel free to click the subscribe button to get alerts on our weekly episode release. Again, thanks for tuning in. Without further delay, enjoy the rest of the show.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kenodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. Again, if you want to find out more about Kurt, Ethan, and the team, find out about events, you want to talk to them, you've got some questions, maybe you're getting close to retirement, maybe you've already retired, and you've got some concerns, 412-515-3355 is the number. There is no cost for this. This is totally complimentary. 412-515-3355. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. We're going to talk a little legacy planning. And I think it's easy to make assumptions about what goes into a legacy plan, but Kurt and Ethan are going to make it clear for us today on what we need and what are the basics and maybe what are some of the extras we could get depending on our situation. I guess, really, Ethan, at the end of the day, what are some basic questions we need to ask ourselves on this topic?
So here are a few questions you probably should be thinking about as we get into this today. Number one, what kind of legacy do you want to leave to your loved ones? Is there a certain amount of money that you want to leave each child, or, you know, what type of legacy do you want to leave? Number two, do you have the proper documents in place so your wishes are carried out just the way you want them to be? And number three, are you working with the right professional to help you create your legacy plan? Like Mark, you mentioned, this isn't easy to do on your own. There's a lot of areas that you probably haven't thought about when it comes to leaving a legacy plan, and there are professionals out there to assist. You need to think about, are you working with the right one for that situation?
But Ethan, the nice thing is, since we talked last week, you have now got your law degree, and you now are an estate planning attorney.
Yeah, if it was that easy, I think we'd all be doing it. No. We do work with local ones that we refer our clients to. If someone needs an estate plan, we know good attorneys in the area that can help assist with those needs.
And we are in the next segment. We're going to make you stay on to find out some of those basic documents, some of the documents that you really need when you think about this. Kurt, I have a two-part question. How do you talk to your clients about legacy planning? And how do they talk to you about legacy? For some, it's probably super important to leave money behind to the kids or favorite charity or what have you. For others, maybe not so much. So how do your clients typically talk about legacy planning? Do you bring it up? Do they bring it up? Imagine it differs from client to client.
Well, if they're new to our firm, so if they have come to one of our dinner workshops or they've been referred to us by an existing client, it's one of the areas we bring up because it is part of our retirement blueprint. Remember, for income first and foremost, investment allocation, tax planning, healthcare planning, and legacy planning. So occasionally someone will bring it up to us as a concern, but if they don't, we bring it up. And the majority of people, what we hear today, Mark, and this is just in general, we hear that, hey, you know what, first and foremost, I'm protecting myself and my spouse, and we want to make sure we're not a burden on our family. And if there is anything left, we want to leave it as efficiently as possible as a legacy. That's the first thing we hear. But oftentimes we still hear there is an equal weight put on, hey, we want to make sure we're okay and we're comfortable in retirement, but I still want to leave a legacy to our family. So comes up in both situations that way. And you have to, like you had mentioned, you know, it's about preserving the values. You have to be prepared for the unexpected if a legacy is a concern. The unexpected is we put a plan in place, everything's doing great, but we haven't protected it. We haven't protected it from future health care costs or critical illness situations or just lifestyle changes coming up. We got to protect it, preserve those values if a legacy is going to be something you want to take care of. We have to create that preservation. So we have to grow the assets for you and your family during your lifetime in retirement because we're living longer. But we also have to put an emphasis on preservation as well. And having that planning, that can help you avoid those costly missteps. And one of those missteps, unfortunately, is overtaxation. So we need to be tax efficient with what we're doing as well.
If you haven't started thinking about how you're going to leave your legacy and those questions that we just asked, so what type of legacy do you plan to leave to your loved ones? Do you have the proper documents in place? We'll talk about that here in the next segment. And are you working with the right professional to help you create your legacy plan? If you have questions or concerns, or you think maybe this is an area you've even started addressing, give us a call at 412-515-3355. We'll start working on a retirement blueprint that's customized for you. We'll help address concerns, and we can refer you to the right firms, the right professionals that can help execute those documents in our area. Our number again is 412-515-3355.
Ethan, talk about the benefits of that strategic legacy plan. What do we really get out of it?
Well, there's lots of different benefits here. We can help optimize your tax liabilities. We want to look at the tax impact of your financial situation and how can we minimize that over the course of your life, not only your life, but when you're leaving a legacy to your heirs, right? Think about if you have a 401k or an IRA and that's money that's not yet been taxed. A lot of people say, well, you know what, I'll pay the taxes on it as I need to and leave whatever's left to the kids. Well, now when your kids inherit tax-deferred money like that, they're forced to pay the taxes on it over a 10-year period. And that could be, like Mark, you mentioned, they're in their 40s or 50s or 60s making the most income of their whole career. I don't think that's minimizing the tax liability on your money by putting the taxes off to your kids. So we want to help you minimize that. You can avoid family disputes and conflicts if the estate is clean and easy to interpret. They know how you want it executed. There's not going to be as many areas for conflict when you pass on. And you can preserve wealth for future generations, but you can also allow for charitable giving and philanthropy. If that's important to you, maybe you don't have kids. Maybe you want to make sure what you saved up goes to organizations that you believe in, that you partnered with while you were here. You can do that through proper estate planning.
So, Kurt, when you think about that part, that some of those things that Ethan just talked about, I think the preserving wealth for future generations has changed a little bit on how we go about doing that because of the First Secure Act that did away with the stretch IRA, where now you have a 10-year window. You leave, let's say you got three kids, you leave them $750,000, they each get $250,000 apiece. You've left them a huge tax burden if you do it in the IRA world. Some of those things are always changing, which you and Ethan, obviously, and your team at Accurate Solutions Group keep up with, but things have changed a little bit on how you go about it, would you say?
Oh, absolutely. And it can be as simple as that. So I'll just give a real general example. And this happens from time to time, but maybe a legacy is a concern. So you want to leave some money to children or to grandchildren. And let's say you have three buckets of money. You have Roth IRA money, which is tax-free money. You have a traditional IRA, which is pre-tax, meaning once you take money out, it's taxable as ordinary income. And then you have just a joint brokerage account where you have a cost basis. You put a certain amount of money and it's grown, but you're only taxed on the growth. And all of a sudden, these individuals want to leave money to children or grandchildren, and they're leaving the wrong bucket of money. Maybe they're leaving the traditional IRA money to the children and grandchildren. And the downside to doing that is just what you have said, Mark. There's a 10-year window. They have to pull that money out, and it's all pre-tax. Instead of utilizing the Roth IRA for tax-free for the kids or grandkids, or even that brokerage account where you have a cost basis. So it can be as simple as that, and it gets much more, it gets deeper and more complex, but tax planning and planning efficiently with those assets, if legacy is a concern, is critically important. And that's what we do here at Accurate Solutions Group.
Ethan, talk a little bit about what can happen if we don't do this properly. My kind of rule of thumb theory is not, and I say this even though I've not done this and I should. I have a 23-year-old now handicapped daughter that was injured in a car wreck a senior year in high school, paralyzed from the waist down. I should do this. I haven't done this yet because I got time on my side, right? I'm 64. I need to do this at 85. That's probably not right. I need to do something now. But, you know, if we don't do this properly, because my theory kind of is if you love your family, do this. And if you hate your family, do nothing. Just leave them a total mess. That's not good either. But what happens if we don't do this the right way?
Yeah, Mark, you're absolutely right. You are likely going to leave your family with a big mess where, you know, you can go to probate and, you know, your assets may not go to exactly who you want them to or how you want them to go. And then you're leaving your family to decide. And that's never a good thing. You know, family and money typically does not mesh well. So if you have your will established, you have exactly how you want things to go, then that relieves some of the stress and the pressure on your family.
And even just, Mark, understanding the basics, like where you have financial accounts where you can name a direct beneficiary on, you want to take advantage of that because a direct beneficiary named on that doesn't mean there's no inheritance tax here in Pennsylvania, but it does mean it goes outside of the will. It goes directly to that named beneficiary. And some clients get confused. Some consumers get confused because they say, well, I have a will in place and it dictates where all my assets are going. Well, you have to recognize if you have assets that you have a direct beneficiary on, those assets don't go through the will and don't go through the probate process. They go direct. So make sure you have an understanding of what assets are going to be probated through the will and what assets are going to go direct. And, you know, those are things that if you haven't taken the time to really try and understand that, if you have a current advisor, they're not talking to you about this. If you're a do-it-yourselfer and you haven't really thought this process through, or you simply want a second opinion, that's what we do at Accurate Solutions Group. We're not attorneys. We're not CPAs, but we have a team approach. We work with individuals who we can refer you to put that true strategic legacy plan in place. 412-515-3355. That's our phone number. When you call us, we can go through the entire process, your retirement blueprint, looking at those five key areas, which is income, investment allocation, tax planning, healthcare planning, and legacy planning. Or it can be more specific. Hey, I just want to talk about this legacy plan because I have not addressed that. We can handle it either way, but you have to take that first step, and it's calling us at 412-515-3355.
And if you text the word KIT, K-I-T, to 412-515-3355, one of those things you can download is, are you paying too much in taxes? You can just download it. Text the word KIT, 412-515-3355. Just getting started on your retirement blueprint with Kurt Kenodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. Back with more right after this.
Don't let taxes derail your retirement. Visit AccurateRadio.com today and discover many warning signs that you are paying more than your fair share to Uncle Sam. That's AccurateRadio.com.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions.
Hi, this is Lincoln.
Hi, this is Emmy.
Hi, this is Caroline.
From our family at Accurate Solutions Group to yours, we want to wish you
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kenodic, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kenodic and Ethan Lane of Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. Again, if you have questions about anything regarding your situation, do you have enough? I think I've got enough, but you don't know. Why wouldn't you talk to the team at Accurate Solutions Group? There's no cost for this. Do you think we can retire? Well, when can we retire? Is our money going to last as long as we need it to? Really, what we all want to know is, if we retire, are we going to be okay? 412-515-3355, 412-515-3355. So we're talking about legacy and estate planning on the show today. There are, and we've already thrown out wills, but there's wills, there's living will. I suppose there's a difference. I don't know. Kurt's going to explain that. Trust, powers of attorney, advanced directives for healthcare. What are all these different documents? What do we basically all need? And then I imagine there's like trust. There's other people that need a trust. I don't know. Can you explain all this for us, Kurt?
I will, but I'm going to throw out my disclaimer first, just so everyone understands. I'm not an attorney. I'm not a CPA. So when I'm talking in general terms today, just about what these documents traditionally and typically do for someone. I would encourage you, if something sparks an interest, or it's like, I don't have that, definitely call an attorney or call us and we can refer you to someone. But in general terms, Mark, a will, I think we all know what a will is. But basically, when we pass away, now normally between spouses, it's when the second spouse passes away, you go through what's called the probate process. And the probate process, the word probate is a Latin word that means proving of the will. So in essence, the probate process is proving the will through court. And the will basically stipulates, hey, when I do pass away, here's who I want getting my stuff. You know, I don't want to say junk, but but here's who I want getting my stuff. And here's the percentage I want so-and-so getting. And here's how I want it distributed. That's a will. And everyone should have a will. I mean, in my opinion, you really need a will, because if you don't have a will, then you die what's called intestate. And whatever state you're domiciled in, they have their own rules of how your assets are going to be distributed if you pass away without a will. So everyone needs a will. Living will is basically, it's while you're alive, and it's more of a, it's almost like the advanced directive for healthcare. And people get confused. You have a will and a living will, but living will typically talks about while I'm alive, if I become incapacitated, here's what I want to happen when it comes to my healthcare decisions. A trust is a little bit different. So a trust, there's two main types of trusts. There's an irrevocable trust, which cannot be revoked once it's in place, and a revocable trust. And again, I don't want to get into specifics because I'm not an attorney, but they both accomplish different things. So you have a trust, you have a power of attorney. Power of attorney is important because if you have a lot of retirement dollars, which are pre-tax dollars, that's in an individual name. And if we're married, typically our spouse is beneficiary on that, but that's only at our death. If I become incapacitated and I have a lot of pre-tax dollars, like an IRA account or a 401k account, your spouse really can't access that money unless you have a power of attorney that says they can. So everyone should have a power of attorney. And again, sort of the advanced directives for healthcare basically says, if I'm incapacitated and there's no chance of me recovering, if I'm brain dead and or something like that, here's my wishes of what the treatment I want, the life-preserving abilities that I want. And normally, you name your spouse or obviously a close personal friend making those decisions. You've made the decisions. They're just carrying out the decisions you've made.
So, Ethan, when you think about this, and we all heard the stories, right? Somebody passed away, and their beneficiary was their first spouse. Well, they're on their second or their third. That causes issues. You think about, it was this the gal in Florida, I believe, and it was a huge deal that lasted for a long time, where she had, I don't know, got sick, brain aneurysm, car, whatever it was, but she was not doing well. And so they put her on a ventilator and kept her alive. Husband said she doesn't want to live like this. Parents said, oh, yes, she does. She could come out of this. And it became a huge case. Those kind of things are certainly some of the missteps we can have by not doing this. Are there, I mean, that kind of fits into the missteps, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Mark, you mentioned it, and I personally saw that happen too, where someone came in and, well, at this point, they were still living, but they had been divorced. And I made sure that they knew who the beneficiaries were on their accounts. And they said, wow, I had this life insurance policy we took out when we had the kids. And the primary beneficiary was the ex-spouse. So they needed to know those kinds of things. And that's probably not what their wishes would have been should they have passed. So you need to make sure that your beneficiaries are up to date, that you have a will. You need to make sure whether or not a trust is appropriate for you. For some people, it is. For some people, it isn't. There are certain assets that can go into a trust and others that cannot go into a trust. So some people have the proper assets, they have the right amount of assets worth funding a trust for their legacy, and other people don't. You need to make sure which is best for you. And we're a resource at Accurate Solutions Group. We can direct our clients where they need to go to have those conversations with professionals. If they need a will, we can have send them to where they need to go to put that will in place, the proper attorneys in our area. If they need to have conversations about a trust, we can refer them to certain attorneys that can help put them in place. And if we're working together and managing investments for a client, we can work with that attorney to update beneficiaries according to the will, according to the trust. If you haven't had that conversation, give us a call at 412-515-3355. Again, our number is 412-515-3355.
So, Kurt, you've been doing this for 30 years. Have you ever run across something where they just totally messed it up or didn't have something in place?
Yes. I mean, unfortunately. So, today, well, not so much today, but in the past, normally there was one individual, the spouse, whether it was the husband or the wife, who worked more so than the other. Maybe the other spouse stayed home, raised the family. But a lot of the retirement monies were in that individual person's name in a 401k and an IRA. And we did have a situation where someone had had a stroke and became incapacitated and lived for many years afterwards, but could not make any decisions, couldn't write any checks, couldn't pay any bills, couldn't pay the health care costs, and that spouse did not have a health care, a power of attorney to access that IRA, that 401k. So the spouse literally had to go to court, had to get guardianship over the other spouse's assets, and then had to report on an annual basis how that money was spent each and every year to the court because that power of attorney wasn't in place. And a lot of that, Mark, can be avoided. It's a lot of time, it's a lot of costs, it's a lot of headaches that can be avoided by having that proper document, that power of attorney. And you had mentioned the case in Florida Had that individual had an advanced health care directive and had suffered that situation, and now, you know, instead of the parents and the spouse trying to figure out, hey, what's best for that individual, if the advanced health care directive was in place, they would have known what that individual's wishes were, and those would have been carried out.
Yeah, we can certainly take care of all this stuff beforehand. We certainly can't wait until, we don't know when something could happen. 412-515-3355 to chat with the team. 412-515-3355. Now, Kurt and Ethan aren't writing this plan for you. They will send you to the estate planning attorney, the lawyers, to make sure it's all done properly. But they understand this world. They're just not going to do all the paperwork for you, but they can certainly kind of help walk you through this. What are some of the ways, Kurt, that we really could actually start creating this plan?
Well, I mean, it's step by step, you know, and don't get overwhelmed, because when, you know, so our planning process, Your Retirement Blueprint, we cover five areas. And the last area we covered traditionally is legacy, because we put the plan in place, figure out the budget, figure out the cash flow and how we're going to get that cash flow efficiently. Then we can determine, okay, from a legacy perspective, what assets are going to be left? How do we structure that? And so we act sort of in that circumstance in the legacy planning, Mark, more as your quarterback. We'll give you general information based off of what your wishes, your goals, your concerns are. And then we enlist either working with your current estate planning attorney or professional, or if you don't have one in place, we can make a referral outside of our firm. You can work with one of our estate planning attorneys. So we're sort of acting in a team capacity. We can help provide clear directives for your loved ones. So oftentimes we'll put a plan in place, your retirement blueprint. We'll finish up that plan. And oftentimes we'll have not only our clients into our office, but also the family, just to make sure everyone understands what the wishes are and how the planning works and who to contact in the event something does come up. And then lastly, but critically important, like Ethan had mentioned, we got to make sure those beneficiary designations are up to date, because anything that has a beneficiary, once again, doesn't go through that will, doesn't go through that process. So those are some of the areas. There's more than that, but those are some of the areas that we definitely cover.
I wanted to remind our listeners that, remember that this is your legacy. This came to mind while we were talking. I had met with a client who was, you know, towards the end phase of her life, and she had been living on her own in her own house. She had done a good job saving, and her health was starting to go just a little bit in her memory. And so she was looking at like a nursing home, but an apartment. So when she was in there, once her health started declining, she could transition to more assisted care. And so we looked at the financial numbers, what it would cost to get her in the home, and she could easily afford it. And she said, you know what, my kids are going to be mad at me because this is their legacy. And I said, well, this is your money. This is what you save for, and this is what's best for you. You have to keep yourself in mind first with how you're planning your legacy and spending your assets. But just wanted to remind people that when you're making those types of decisions, remember, this is for you. You have to plan for you first, and what you leave to your kids, we do want to do it in an efficient manner.
Now, and certainly you're going to review this. Anytime there's a big change in your family life, you know, marriage, birth, death, divorce, you're going to change this. That's kind of your retirement blueprint is not written in stone. It's always going to adjust with you and your lifestyle. Ethan, talk about the importance of understanding the tax consequences of our financial decisions, especially when it comes to legacy and inheritance goals.
Well, whenever you save money, there's tax consequences for however you're spending those investments, whether it's coming out of an IRA or 401k, you have to realize that's taxed at ordinary income rates for you when you withdraw it. Or like we mentioned earlier, if you leave it to your kids, they're forced to spend down that money, pay the taxes on it at their income rates, which they could be in their 40s, 50s, or 60s, making the highest income of their whole career in the highest tax bracket they'll ever be in. So you have to think long term about the tax implications of your money. You know, and this all wraps into the legacy planning, which goes into the retirement blueprint. And if you're listening today and you don't have a plan in place for your retirement, or you don't have a plan in place for leaving an efficient legacy, and you have questions or concerns about what we've been discussing today, please give us a call. Our number is 412-515-3355. We're happy to have either an initial phone call to answer questions. We can have a vision meeting in our office or via Zoom. We just want to get to know, how can we help you? How can we put a retirement blueprint in place that's customized to your situation and your goals and your concerns? But you have to take that first step, and that's calling our office at 412-515-3355. Again, that number is 412-515-3355.
So we're going to come back and wrap up today's show. We're going to kind of have a fun segment, learn a little bit more about Ethan and Kurt. When we come back on Your Retirement Blueprint, with Kurt and Ethan from Accurate Solutions Group.
From myself, Kurt, and our team here at Accurate Solutions Group, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of your retirement kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
Hello, everyone. This is Ethan Lane from Accurate Solutions Group. Just wanted to let you know that you can now take our show with you on the go. Your Retirement Blueprint podcast is now available to stream on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Simply log on, search for Your Retirement Blueprint, and enjoy. Also, feel free to click the subscribe button to get alerts on our weekly episode release. Again, thanks for tuning in. Without further delay, enjoy the rest of the show.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. Again, you can always learn more about the team by finding out about upcoming events. It's ASGRetire.com, ASGRetire.com. You want information about retirement, some of the questions you may have, you might find some answers on the website that Kurt and Ethan have created just for you, AccurateRadio.com. It's just there where you can download different things or just read about different topics of retirement, AccurateRadio.com. And of course, the easiest thing I always think to do now that I'm almost 65, I want to talk with a person. That's what I want when I call somebody. I want to talk with a person. Well, you can do that. 412-515-3355. Call the Accurate Solutions Group team. If you have questions, you want to sit down and talk about where you are on that road to retirement, 412-515-3355. We're going to finish up our show with a little mailbag segment. And these are questions that Kurt and Ethan have got from clients that have come in. They thought, wow, that was a really good question. We ought to use that on the radio show. Or from events they put on or people have emailed, whatever. These questions are all over the place. But I say this every time we do it. Our first question, for example, is Jonathan and Beaver. And when you send these questions in, they're really good questions because they're all over the place with the topics. But Kurt and Ethan do not know the whole story. They just know what you tell us. And if they knew the whole story, they could probably give you a better answer. But they're going to give you a general answer today because that's all the information they have. There'll be things they're lacking. I think you'll find that from our next question, that we need a little bit more information. But we always enjoy this. So here we go. Kurt, I'll start with you. This is Jonathan in Beaver, and he says this. Guys, I just found out I will be receiving about $100,000 from a life insurance policy after my grandpa passed away. Sorry for your loss. I'm stunned by the amount because I really didn't expect it, so I have two questions. One, what should I do with this money? Obviously, get new golf clubs, but that may not be the answer. Two,
my Corvette.
Yeah, exactly. Two, I really want to be able to do something like this for my own grandkids one day. How can I make that happen?
So for Jonathan, I'm going to answer two first because that's the easier answer. If he wants to do that for your own grandkids one day, I mean, it's really literally, if you can afford it, you can take out a life insurance policy on your life and you can name specific beneficiary designations on that life insurance. And you can name each one of your grandkids for whatever percentage, or you could just say equally so that when something does happen, that they could have that same benefit. So doing that is a little bit easier. And what I would encourage, Jonathan, whether it's yourself, whether it's someone else listening today, make sure you, when you're looking for life insurance, there's different types. There's universal. universal life, there's whole life, there's term insurance. You got to be really careful based upon what you're trying to accomplish and based upon your pocketbook, you know, what you can afford to spend. That's going to dictate what type of insurance you should look for. So make sure you're going with a firm like ours who is independent in that area of insurance. But then the first question, what should I do with this money? That is just, I don't know, Jonathan, enough about your circumstance, your situation, to be able to answer that, because you said you're sort of stunned by the amount. Maybe that's a larger amount in your eyes. And if that is the case, how it should be structured and what you should do with it might be different from someone else who's just going to fold that into their portfolio. So I don't know enough about these particulars. 412-515-3355. You can call us. We'll answer that question for you. If someone else finds themselves in a similar circumstance, you can also call that number, and we're happy to help as well.
Because I do think when you get something like that, some of it should be used for fun, right? I mean, we know we have to pay some bills off or what have you, but you should have some fun, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I agree. There's, yes. You just have to, you have to
be really wise.
Be wise.
I feel like probably good starting point is probably look at, you know, do you have an emergency bucket built up? Maybe start there. Look at the debts that you might have. Maybe try to pay those off. And then with the rest, you know, work on maybe something fun, but also investing. You know, it really does depend on your situation.
Yeah, for sure. All right. This question, Ethan, is for you. It comes from Jerry in Wexford. Now, this is the one I think we need more information. But Jerry says this. All right, guys, if we have a good amount of life insurance, about $800,000 in a 401k and a long-term care policy already set up, should we be okay for retirement? Because that's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be a really great start, or that could be enough. It really does. We joked in the past we could call the show It Depends, but it really does depend on, you know, really I think the core of it is the income situation. You know, how much income do you need coming in? What are your sources of income? So do you have Social Security? Do you possibly have a pension? If so, if those two sources are enough for you to live on and you don't need to make withdrawals from that 401k, probably are going to be okay for retirement. But do you need to make supplemental withdrawals from that 401k every single month? If so, how much is that going to be? I think that really dictates whether or not you're going to be okay with that amount of money for retirement.
Yeah, and some of the other questions is, you have a good amount of life insurance. Well, do you even need it anymore? Quite honestly, I mean, sometimes people get to a point, Mark, where there's not a need for that insurance anymore. Long-term care, some of the questions are, what is the elimination period, the waiting period? How much is the daily benefit? Do you have an income and inflation adjustment each and every year on that daily benefit? And how long is the benefit period? Is it a 3-year, a 5-year? Is it a lifetime benefit? So with these, like Ethan said, good foundation, but really have to go into details to determine.
Yeah, and these are the kind of questions we get all the time from people, and these are the building blocks of our meeting. So first type of question would be, am I okay? Just like we heard just now, you know, and what we do is we say, well, let's get some more information and see what the plan shows. And we start working on a retirement blueprint in someone's vision meeting the first time they come into our office. If you're listening today and you have questions like these and you want to start a retirement blueprint, call us at 412-515-3355. There's no cost. There's no obligation. We're happy to sit down and ask you some questions and you ask us questions and just see how we can help. But you have to take that first step. That's calling 412-515-3355.
And everybody's situation, the way they look at it, is different. Some are feel terrible if they don't have $100,000 sitting in their savings account. Others are like thrilled if they get to $5,000. So It's everybody's situation is unique. There's no doubt about that. Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konotig and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group, going through our mailbag today to wrap up today's show. One more question. This one goes to Ethan. It comes from Mike in Gibsonia. Mike says this: I'm getting remarried later this year. I have 2 sons and my fiance has 4 kids from her first marriage. I don't want to hurt their feelings, but I'm not going to split up my estate 6 ways. I want my money and my estate to go to the boys like we've always planned. But to keep the peace, would it make sense to get a separate life insurance policy so her kids can get something after I'm gone as well? This is probably something you're running into more often today, I would imagine.
Yeah, we are seeing, you know, blended households coming in. Maybe this is a second or third marriage, and they're looking at investments and finances separately. Maybe they're looking at them together, but then the beneficiaries are still going to be their children. You know, I would say there's no right or wrong. You know, you want to keep the peace in your house with the new marriage. So that's a great idea. I think that's an awesome way to say, hey, you know, what I've worked for is going to my kids, but here is something because I do care about you. You're my family now. If you can afford the premiums of a life insurance policy into your budget, then that would be a really nice creative way to leave something to your new family. Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that.
You know, Kurt, I had, you know, Tom Hegna. I don't know Tom Hegna. I know he's a fancy financial guy that knows a lot of things about finances and retirement. He's kind of a national guy.
Heard the name.
Yeah. So anyway, Hegna, I'm talking to him one time, and we were talking about money. And he said, you know what? My wife wants to leave our four kids money when we retire. And I'm like, he said, we've done all the work. We need to enjoy our retirement. We've done all we can for them. They can take care of themselves. Well, she wouldn't let it go. So he said, fine, you're going to be that way. I'm going to buy $1 million life insurance policy, $250,000 to each kid. And now we can spend everything else we've got. And she was okay with that because he had a plan to take care of the kids. Not everybody has that ability, financial ability to do that, but that's really, there are ways to use life insurance to really ease some of that. But that being said, I'll let you wrap up today's show.
Yeah, life insurance, Mark, you're right, isn't just for final expenses. It can be used to offset taxes if someone's inheriting traditional IRA accounts and there's going to be federal tax liability. It can be used as a way, like you had mentioned, to leave a legacy. You're maximizing those dollars and leveraging them to provide a legacy. And life insurance today is still 100% tax-free. There's no federal, no state. There's no inheritance here in Pennsylvania. So it's a great way to leverage your dollars and also, in your mind, free up that money to say, hey, we can use this now for our living because we have taken care of our legacy through an efficient way like life insurance. Whether it's life insurance, whether you have questions like some of the mailbag questions that we answered today, if you find yourself in that similar story, or if you have your own story and you just have some questions you want to have answered, 412-515-3355. That's our phone number. When you give our office a call, you can schedule a 15-minute phone call. You can schedule a virtual meeting. You can schedule an in-office vision meeting. And we can answer questions, but we can also begin putting on your own retirement blueprint in place. We're happy to do that. No cost, no obligation. Take that first step. Call our office at 412-515-3355. From myself, Ethan, and our entire team here at Accurate Solutions Group, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Accurate Solutions Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Accurate Solutions Group. This radio show is a paid placement.
The proceeding was paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard in the proceeding.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.